I'm Councillor Ruth Dombey and I'm leader of the council here in Sutton.
Fantastic. So one issue that's been prevalent in the news recently has been Sutton Council's decision to not sign the Section 8 agreement. Yep. Can you talk a little bit more on the reasoning behind that?
So we've been talking to successive mayors and the Department for Transport about the lack of accessibility to public transport here in Sutton. We've got buses, we've got trains, they're not very frequent, but unlike the rest of London, almost the majority of London, we don't have a single underground or overground station. There are a couple of tram stops, they're up in the northeast of the borough, but most people have to use buses and trains to get about. And it is really difficult. Well, during COVID, some of the important bus routes were reduced to 2 an hour, and as soon as you get cancellations, and it gets really, really difficult. So we've been talking for some time, as I say, to the mayor, to successive mayors and to the Department of Transport about improving access to public transport. Sutton has one of the highest car ownerships in London. That's not because we're all very rich or we're all car collectors. It's simply because it's difficult to get around without a car in our borough. It's also quite hilly. So even if people are able to use the bus, if they're coming back with heavy shopping, they've bought something that's quite bulky, it's going to be really difficult for them to get back up the hill again. So it's really important that we think about how people could have choices, alternatives, like the rest of London. So we've been talking about this for some time, and we've been talking about various options. We are really surprised that the mayor is going ahead with the expansion of the ULIS scheme, not because we are against his vision for improving air quality in Sutton. We all recognise that all across London, like in any major city, the air is polluted and the less we can use our cars, the better. But we don't have any other options here. And so it's really important that he understands that if he wants to introduce a scheme like this, he has to listen to what we're saying. We're being really clear. We don't understand why he wants to introduce it so fast. When ULIS was introduced in inner London, it took something like 2.5 years before it became active, so people had time to adapt and change their cars. For some reason, he wants to bring it in within 8 months, which is too quick, and people won't be able to make those sorts of choices and that sort of expense in time. He also needs to think about the scrappage scheme. I'm receiving more and more emails and letters from people who are going to suffer real hardship from this scheme. He needs to think about having to extend the scrappage scheme. It doesn't apply for people with blue badges, for example. It applies to people with mobility vehicles, but not blue badges. And there's a lot of people on lower incomes that won't be eligible to apply for the scrappage scheme. But the most important thing of all, he needs to talk to us about how we're going to improve public transport in our borough. There are some inner London boroughs that receive every year from the mayor's office something like £3,000 per head of population for traffic improvements. In Sutton, we get £72 compared to £3,000. And that's been happening for years and years and years. It's about time the mayor appreciated the fact that we're part of London too and we should be getting our fair share.
For those people, I think, who live outside of South West London and who don't have the context there, why is it so important that Sutton is really pushing on this agenda?
I think it's really important that people understand there's some misconceptions about South West London. It is an absolutely lovely place to live. And there's all sorts of advantages of living here. We've got some of the best schools in the country. We've got low crime. We've got lovely parks. It is a great place to raise a family. But when we're talking to businesses and bringing employment and jobs into the borough, the first thing they look at is the connectivity, about the availability of public transport. And that's why there aren't a lot, certainly in my borough, there aren't a lot of well-paid jobs. There are jobs available, but not particularly well paid. If you want to earn well, then you have to get on a train and go off into central London. So I think people living across London, and particularly decision makers, need to understand that outer London is very different from inner London, and South West London in particular, which is so poorly served by public transport, is in a very different place. They should come out and visit and have a look for themselves.
So in an ideal world, what would Sutton Council essentially bid or propose for?
So we've been talking for many years about what improvements we could make. The Mayor's Office, TfL, asked us to do a huge consultation about the tram, and there was an overwhelming majority in favour to bring the tram from Wimbledon down to Sutton and then potentially further down to the London Cancer Hub. We had a 10-month trial of the Go Sutton bus, which is a responsive bus service. You have an app and you call the bus that comes and picks you up from home or wherever you want and takes you to where you want to go. They've got a very clever piece of software that works out how they can pick up as many people on route. And by the end of 10 months, people were using it. It was beginning to, there was, I think it was something like 51, 52% of people were fare paying. It made a huge difference to people's lives. It was just beginning to take off. COVID came along. We understand why it all had to close down, but there are solutions like a demand responsive bus, which would make a difference. We know that the majority of car journeys in Sutton are less than 3 miles. So that's people getting about the borough and having to use their cars to do that. So there are alternatives. What I'm really disappointed is that the mayor's not talking to us about it. And I've seen over the last couple of weeks or so that there's a growing coalition. I make it now 11 London boroughs who are protesting about what's going on. We now have Surrey County Council and Watford Borough Council, who are both outside of London but will both be impacted. So we're now talking about several million people who are saying to the mayor, in different ways, for different reasons, we need to talk about this. And I'm hugely disappointed that he seems to be digging in his heels and doesn't want to talk.
Wonderful. So just to elaborate on that, you mentioned that obviously there's growing protests against this scheme. If there was to be a timeline, how do you foresee this planning out in the future?
We need to talk. We know that the mayor wants to bring it in August. We absolutely need to talk to him about the impact it's going to have on people's lives and how we can ensure that we can protect, particularly during this cost of living crisis, how we can protect people who are on low incomes are really struggling. I've got an example of a young couple living in my borough. They've got two very young children. They both work, the parents. They're relying on their parents, the grandparents, to do the babysitting, to come in and look after the babies every day. The grandparents live in Banstead. Their car is non-compliant. They won't be able to afford to come to Sutton every day in order to babysit. As a result, one of the two, either the mother or the father, will have to stop working. This is going to have a real impact on people's livelihoods, and the mayor needs to talk to us about it.
Are you planning to do any more interviews or any more posts on social media to address and popularise this message that the council is sending?
I'm happy to talk to anyone who wants to talk to me about this. I'd be particularly happy to talk to Sadiq Khan about this. I have got a meeting with the TfL commissioner in a couple of weeks' time or so, so there'll be an opportunity to talk then. But I just hope the mayor starts to listen and understand that this growing number of people who are saying this scheme in this way doesn't work for us, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how we could make it work. I think it's really important that he listens.
And you've mentioned several different solutions, but if you had to prioritise one solution, if in an ideal world you're able to speak to the mayor and you come up with one solution, what is the one solution that you would push from the council?
I'm not going to push, because he's got to pay for it. So he's got to talk to us about what works for him, where does he think the most benefit would be. We'd love to have the underground in Sutton. We know that's not feasible. That would cost far too much money. But let's talk about the options that are available. Maybe he's got some ideas as well. Who knows?